Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
God, if you listening, help! I can't take it no more!
I love that she, hey, y'all. I love that she look ready. Y'all got always anytime would tell you have a good life. You look good. What's your name?
My name is Fancy. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
Fancy. What are the chances that her name is really Fancy? Dressed like this, it looked like she got a nice place in the back. Her name's not Fancy. But she's doing everything in her power to come across as Fancy.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
Is she an imposter? Like, what is she? Let me know below. I'm already convinced that I wouldn't be interested in having anything to do with her in a romantic sense. Already.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
I could just tell by the facial expressions, the head jerking already. Nah, not interested.
Your name is Fancy?
Yes.
Fancy. Where you call me from, Fancy?
Atlanta.
ATL, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, you look younger. 40, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actress and producer.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
Producer, you have any kids?
I have one. She's 21.
Okay, you ever been married?
No, I haven't.
Let that be a warning to you.
Why is she greased up? Does she seem overly greased up and greased down to y'all, or is it just me? And I don't know even where to begin with the whole I'm an actress and producer thing. A 40-year-old actress and producer who isn't a famous 40-year-old actress and producer is somewhat of a red flag. I mean, I'm not mad. Chase your dreams until you're 65. But far as a man looking for a mate, this is just giving all bad so far. I don't know any 40 to 55-year-old men who are looking for aspiring actresses and producers.
You're being a fucking asshole. This wasn't like
hold
like
on
this.
A minute. You're calling me a fucking
I am.
But maybe I'm out of touch with reality.
What's the zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus like you, girl. Janet Jackson birthday, 5/16.
All you had to say was Janet. I would have gave the date.
I still act like a kid sometimes because I like, you know, having fun.
These women are obsessed with celebrities. It's pathetic. Like, grow the fuck up. I'm obsessed with Janet, girl. Y'all are grown-ass women in your 40s. Kendra pushing 50. I know Janet Jackson's birthday by heart, girl. That's some shit a 14-year-old would say.
God, like, why the fuck are women so goddamn dense with this shit? You would think at some point they would grow.
Arrested Development is a motherfucker.
I gotta say, was Janet, I would have gave the date. yes, you are. Okay, what up?
Yes.
Okay, my
turn. Hey.
All right, let's get into it. So she is ready. I love this. Well, you're a TV producer, you say?
I'm an actress, but I'm also a producer as well.
Okay, so you probably do like self-tape auditions because you have I can tell you your setup. You have a ring light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's do it. We got Fancy. Atlanta, 40, actress, producer. Mine's a 21-year-old, never married, right?
Mm-mm.
All right, and she got the same birthday as Janet Jackson. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Look at the theatrics and the ridiculousness already. Just look at it, man. She's too much. She's over the top. She's absurd. She's going to be a pain in your ass. And any 40-year-old woman who's still talking about, that's on period, period, is just somebody you should avoid at all cost.
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. We gotta run that back. Let's watch this nonsense in slow-mo. Just peep the facial expressions, the hand motions, just all of that. Now, I want you to look at this playback and tell me, do you want to deal with this day in and day out on top of the craziness of day-to-day life.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Right.
Are you retarded?
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Girl, look, my friends think I should get a man, okay? My friend, I was on my way home from Target. She talking about, sent the link, talking about, go ahead and get on there tonight. Because I'm like, oh, Lord, child, keep trying to get me on this latest show, honey. She done made me download the app and everything, child, okay?
So your friend told you to call me?
Girl, yes, my friend Didi, girl. She's been watching you since forever. She been trying to get me to come on this show for months, child. So I'm like, girl.
Hey, Didi, girl. Thank you, Didi.
Text me tonight, talking about get on, she on right now. I'm like, God damn, girl. Okay, let me get on here so y'all can leave me alone. Shit.
Right.
And being a bitch, like, reframe what that means in your head if you think about it negatively. A bitch is just someone who has standards, okay? She's like, I'm not going for anything. I need this. If it's not exactly like this, then I'm good off of it. That's a bitch.
And when she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
Does this seem like somebody with a good attitude and a good disposition, a good demeanor? Would you want to wake up to this in the morning? Would you want to come home to this at night?
Nope.
What?
Personal choice.
She's a funky attitude hag at this point, who thinks she Halle Berry in her prime because she do Tubi movies. This is just sick. I'm super annoyed already. We're not even 2 minutes in. Her attitude just got too much funk in it. Her attitude is way too funkadelic for me, and I'm sure most men would feel the same way. This is the most neck-jerking, finger-snapping black woman I've seen in a while. Can y'all please stop with the whole, my girls made me get on here, my girls been bugging me to get on here. If you weren't that desperate, you wouldn't have took their advice. Your friends don't like you. This is an embarrassment ritual. You know what I mean?
Anyway, let's start from the top. What kind of man are you looking for, Fancy?
So I'm looking for a man, baby, okay? A man, okay? A man who's in charge, okay? Like, he is just the man. No liar. I can depend on him, baby. He's the one everybody depends on. He's a man, baby, okay? A true man.
You, like, seriously, you would just be better off just being alone and just jacking off the porn. Honestly. You'd be 100 times better off not dealing with any of this.
We already starting with the man-shaming language. A man, a real man, a man-man, a man-man. How many times you gonna say man? What does that even mean? If you could have bagged that type of man, you would have did it by now. You would have did it from 18 to 30 at the latest. You don't deserve a real man because you're not a real woman. You're a ridiculous woman. And you deserve a ridiculous man. It's that simple.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Why do they think coming on with the shaming language is going to attract and entice a man?
A true man.
A true man. Okay. Oh, okay. Do you have any deal breakers?
I just don't like hygiene. I'm big on hygiene. And also, I don't like cigarettes, child. And I don't like liars. Like, we grown as hell, okay? We can just be honest with each other. I'm 40. You however old you are. Like, let's just be honest. You don't want everybody to be lying and shit. I ain't got time for all this. So as soon as you do all that lying, I'm done with you.
I'm going to say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Sometimes I wonder if women realize how much of a turnoff it is when they do all that cursing. I mean, you know, a lot of us curse from time to time, but as a woman, it's just a huge turnoff. It really is. It's not ladylike. It's not classy. It doesn't give mother. It doesn't give someone you can introduce to your mother. It doesn't give wife. It gives trashy degenerate. It's funny. She's trying to give off fancy so bad, but she don't know that a lot of times class come with fancy. But she can't fake that. You can't fake class. You could put on a fake fur or whatever, you know, you could rent a condo or whatever, but you can't fake class.
So uncivilized.
Mm-hmm. What about, should he look a certain way?
No, so that's the thing, I never go for looks. I just like how a man treats me. I don't never really go for looks at all. I've dated fat men, skinny men, I've dated them all.
I hooked up with everybody. I crushed it in my 20s. I did. I put up solid numbers on the board. Like, it was hard for me to turn down all the men.
Would you date a bus driver?
Would you date
if
a bus
he owns the bus? If he owns no. it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Okay. Okay. What about money? Do you go for money? He got to make a certain amount of money?
So I've talked to men in all different tax brackets, okay? My thing is, as long as you can afford wherever you want to go and whatever you got to do, whatever you want to do, that's all that matters to me.
That is bullshit.
They act a plum ass
fool if they lie. And
so if your standards are so laxed, why can't you keep a man? Why don't you have a man? See, on one hand, it seemed like it's a good thing that she got realistic standards, but it's more of a red flag. Like everything else, after 30, everything becomes a red flag for a woman. Even things that were pros in her 20s, they're cons in her 30s. When she was 21, having realistic standards was like, oh, she cool, she down to earth, great. But being 40, having relaxed standards, it's like, okay, you dated everybody, you know, and they daddy and they cousin and nothing worked out. You dated broke men, tall men, rich men, in the middle men, you know, fat men, sick men, healthy men. And out of all those men, nothing worked out.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a quickie dink.
It almost would be better if she said, I only date six-figure men who are over 6 feet. And you're like, okay, yeah, those guys do cheat a lot. They are narcissistic a lot. So maybe I can see why it didn't work out with those guys. But no, she dated every type of guy there is, and it still didn't work out with any of them. What does that say about her? This is how you guys got to think, fellas.
I am roast her personally. But it's just the part of the game, man. You push it on the internet, you got to be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
Oh, you look good. Like you're in shape.
Oh, thank you, too.
Yeah. How does anyone find that funny?
So Fancy, do you want the guy to be in Atlanta?
So I'm not from here. I'm from Houston, y'all. I'm a Port Arthur, but I've been in Houston since a teenager. And then I moved to Detroit for a year, and now I'm here. So he can live really anywhere. I'm not from here. I'm just here because of my career.
So you were relocate.
Yes, I would.
This is one of the main reasons why men don't want to date women in the industry or industries like this. She's everywhere like bird shit. Atlanta, Detroit, Cali, and this month she here, and that month she there. That's not relationship material. There's nothing stable about that. You're a side piece at best, and you probably wouldn't even be a good side piece. Just stay focusing on your career. It's over. Dating is over after 40. Like, getting in a serious relationship with a man of value is pretty much over after 40. I mean, miracles happen, but I wouldn't bank on it.
In reality, the highest position she's gonna get is side hoe.
I just really wouldn't bank on it. Accept your destiny as side hoe and casual fling, and keep doing your Tubi movies.
Do you have kids?
Yes, he can have kids.
Okay. And when was your last relationship?
My last relationship was almost 8 years ago.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
8 years ago. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Child, it was like 3 months ago. And before that, I was trying to practice abstinence, so it was like 5 months. So, yeah.
Okay.
Don't judge me for it.
Don't judge me.
There is nothing about your past
don't judge me, Paul.
That makes you unworthy of love.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, bouncing on 15,000 cogs by the time you was 22. That's what makes you unworthy. You ain't worth shit.
Okay, so the longest she can go without D is 5 months. That's how much discipline she has. That's how much sexual discipline she has. 5 months is her max. She couldn't take it no more, so she had to fuck another rando.
You whore.
She's been single for 8 years. She's been having flings with Pookie and Tyrone for almost a decade, and nobody has stuck around. If you have 2 brain cells as a man, you should see her as a radioactive piece of material.
Oh, 3 flaws you have to work on.
Time management, child, because I'm always late, Lord. No matter if I take 5 hours to get myself together, get up, girl. So I definitely got to work on my time management. Lord, probably a whole bunch of other stuff, child, because I ain't perfect around here.
Fellas, do you think she call her man child and honey all day? Oh, Lord, a child, honey, child, child. That is so annoying and disrespectful. I think even Kendra getting tired of it, and she call people child all the time. Don't nobody want to hear that ain't your mama bullshit.
Yeah, all other kind of stuff, child. I don't know.
You
honey.
Only know what?
I do talk to
you can't think of 2
talk.
More flaws?
Got a whole bunch of them probably around here. Let me see. Time management. Probably listening more because I'm a talker. I love to talk, child, as y'all can see. And Oh, girl, child. Maybe exercise. I need to exercise more, I guess. I don't know. I'm a clean eater, but I don't work out, so I want to start working out.
Okay. I mean, like you're saying, are you on any Tubi movies?
Yes. I have, like, almost 20 films out, y'all, between Tubi and
okay.
Peacock.
I think some people might know you from some Tubi movies.
A fake hood celebrity who do Tubi movies. I mean, I ain't mad. But I mean, yeah, she prioritized Tubi movies over a man. And she will continue to prioritize Tubi movies over a man. I mean, if you're trying to get in a Tubi movie, maybe holla at her. See if you can use her connections. But other than that, nah.
What's the age range you would date, Fancy? You're 40.
Yes, I'm 40. So I like older men, child. They say them young men is where it's at, child. But I don't know. I done tried them, and I don't like them too much. So I like the older men, honey. Because you got to be a man for me to respect you, baby. You got to be a man for me to respect you, baby.
It's a give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck.
Don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
You got to be a man for me to respect you, baby.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.